This is the Blockchain Billions Podcast with your host, Henrik de Geer.
I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Dmitry Mrashek. Dmitry, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Dmitry, who are you and what do you do?
I am a product manager for Mycelium, the Bitcoin wallet company. I've been in Bitcoin for quite a while and blockchains and cryptocurrencies in general. I've actually started before Bitcoin was around investing and developing video game currencies. I have a background in software development, but by trade and education, I'm actually a financial analyst, economist, and a business manager.
Dmitry, how are you involved with blockchain?
I run the Mycelium wallet team. So I'm in charge of the development of one of the more popular wallets out in the Bitcoin field. I also invest in various Bitcoin-related businesses and generally a fan and participant, I guess.
Dmitry, what are the biggest challenges and successes with blockchain?
Currently, the biggest one is user adoption. It's still not very easy for people to use and to understand. It's kind of, there's no a lot of very simple apps to use it with, and people still have trouble wrapping their heads around it. Yeah, another issue is possibly legislative. There's still some uncertainties with legislation, and there's some legislation that makes it difficult to use. For example, in New York with BitLicense, it's very difficult for businesses to start using Bitcoin or blockchains because they have to follow through a lot of hoops that even established banking businesses do not have to go through. And also with regards to how IRS treats it in US, it has to be treated as a commodity, so you have to calculate and pay profit on every return that you get from rise in price. In other countries, it's difficult because in some places it's either banned or restricted. As for biggest successes, well, it grew from being almost nothing to a multi-billion dollar economy. It has provided a way for people in economically challenged or damaged areas to be able to escape their, I guess, restrictive regimes or any kind of financial restrictions that they've had, or to be able to save their money in ways that their current currencies could not, and they had no access to other kind of assets. I guess the biggest success would be just general adoption and acceptance, but we're still not there yet.
Dmitry, in your point of view, what will blockchain augment, change, or replace?
Primarily, I believe that blockchain, specifically Bitcoin, will replace currency. Not even if it's not because it's a people adopt it more, but simply through attrition. At this point, blockchain or Bitcoin is an open source project that is developed by a lot of people independently of any kind of business or government. So generally, projects like this, once they succeed, will go on forever. So I don't think Bitcoin will be going away, and in that sense, it might simply become the dominant currency through attrition as other currencies have issues and fall apart. Besides that, other parts of blockchain will probably augment things like record keeping, where you'd be able to have provable records that you know have not been tampered and have been done at a specific time, possibly create contracts that can be enforced by software without anybody actually being able to go through and change what the outcome of it will be. In the grander scheme, I think blockchain might actually change the way our society and community functions globally, where currently with the advent of the internet, all borders with regards to information and even somewhat with commerce have been pretty much made obsolete, where it doesn't matter where you are at, you can talk to somebody elsewhere and you wouldn't even know that they're from another country. Whereas money has still been stuck in a sort of a border-defined region of the economy where certain currencies only work within certain borders. So if blockchain does replace that, then besides travel and possibly delivery of physical goods, borders will not really make much sense anymore in the future.
Dimitri, how will people make money with blockchain?
Primarily, blockchain is not so much a money-making thing, but rather a replacement for older technologies to make them cheaper and more optimized. It's kind of like when you have a tractor as opposed to using your own hoe. It's not so much that you're making money with a tractor, it's just that you're able to do a lot more with the land that you have. In a similar way, I believe blockchain will allow financial institutions and other services that adopted to be able to do things that they either could not do before or do the same things they'd done before, but in a much more efficient and cheaper manner. There might be some, there will be obviously some cases where blockchain will create things that we have never had before. Currently, there's not a lot of that available, but it's pretty difficult to predict what kind of future technologies or innovations we will have. I mean, at this point, it's like asking, how will internet change the world or let you earn money in 1995 when at best we had, you know, email? So all those things that came out 10, 15, 20 years down the road, nobody could predict or know about.
Dimitri, what advice do you have for those interested in the blockchain?
Don't get distracted by just blockchains in general. There's a lot of things that are being put or people are attempting to put on the blockchain that really don't need to be on a blockchain. Best advice would be to learn what a blockchain is and focus on established blockchains that actually have some sort of a purpose. So, for example, Bitcoin's obviously the biggest example. If you learn about how Bitcoin works, why the blockchain is needed in Bitcoin, you will probably be better at understanding which blockchains actually make sense to pursue and which ones are probably a waste of people's time.
Well, thanks, Dimitri.
For more on this, visit blockchainbillionspodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out blockchainbillionsbook.com. Thanks for listening.